Good morning, everyone. After a long, long time, we are back on our podcast. And I trust this audio podcast finds you very, very well. Last few days, I have been contemplating on a lot of things in life. And when I connect to clients who are looking at breakthroughs in their life, and no matter what they do, they don't get breakthroughs. It's very, very natural, very, very human to get frustrated, to get irritated, to feel things are just not moving and what's going on. I have been coaching for the last 6 to 7 years, doing Reiki healings, Reiki teachings, spiritual teachings and spiritual work for almost 10 years now. And way before that, I've been a student of all things wellness, all things motivation, all things growth. I consume the growth and personal growth and life coaching and law of attraction and all that content like crazy. And I've seen that over all these years, it has made me who I am. It's a step-by-step process to honor yourself and to reach to the levels where you are able to create your own life. But is choice everything? And does making a choice only let you create your life? The answer is a big fat yes. Your choices define who you are far more than your abilities, said J.K. Rowling in my favorite novel, Harry Potter. And I have been since then trying to decode the meaning of this fantastic, powerful, magical message. So what is it to make a choice? And what happens when you make a choice? When you make a choice, you create that identity. You create that outcome right there in the universe, in your mind's eye, in your reality, in your aura. When given a choice and when you act on the choice, that is the first step which we take to create a reality. Our choices are not just based on our belief systems, but they are also based on our learnings. And this is what has been my understanding in my journey. Many times we believe that we make bad choices because of our belief system. It's very easy, you know, when we go to a coach, the coach tells you that this is a belief system and this is the reason you made this choice. Whether that choice was an empowering one, whether that was a limiting one, it was totally based on your beliefs. But beliefs do change. My beliefs 6 years ago were different from what my beliefs are now. Yes, I have done work on it, but I've also learned a lot on the way. Many times what happens is, because we have to learn a particular lesson, we make a choice which may not look very glamorous on the face of it. And we might even look back and say, oh my God, I really made a bad choice. And you might even blame yourself for that. But even the not so good choices you make will teach you what you really need to learn. Difficulties in life are a way of learning. When you make bad choices and when you get bad outcomes out of it, it may look bad on the face, but trust me, there is nothing which is bad because everything is a journey. You are growing. Every day as you're making a choice and as you are putting it out in the world, you're making a choice. Before we are born, we decide what we are here for. Amongst which, the primary thing is our life purpose. Our life purpose is a way in which we express ourselves. Our life purpose is not necessarily what you call as your career. Your career is a very three-dimensional word for expressing what a life purpose is about. But life purpose is all about who you are, how you express yourself, who you are to the people. What's your so-called personal brand? I call it a spiritual brand because you as a spirit, what's your brand? How do people connect to you? That's exactly what your life purpose is all about. You could be a speaker, you could be an author, you could be a creative artist, or you could be a policeman, you could be a military worker, you could be someone who helps people with their finances, you could be a stockbroker, you could be a doctor, you could be a software consultant who helps people work with ease because of the software you make. So don't confuse life purpose only for spiritual purpose. People always say that, oh, you found your life purpose with Reiki, but I don't want to become a Reiki master. I said, well, that was my life purpose. And each person on earth has a unique life purpose. You, through being you, can express yourself. The more authentic you are, the more easier it is for you to express your life purpose. So the first thing we decide before we are born is our life purpose. Why are we here? Why are we here on earth? What's the reason for our existence? Second, The second thing which we discuss, or the second thing which we look at, or which we try to explore, is what are those lessons. Now, this is the ugly part of life. Sometimes you really go through difficult times. You really feel life is not just getting better. It just makes you feel like you are stuck. And it feels like a deep, dark black hole, often called as a dark night of the soul. That is the place where you grow. That is where you understand what is your reason for being in life. And those difficult times don't last forever. But when they are there, it makes you feel that they are going to always be there. And you don't see out of that darkness. I'm again going to give a comparison of Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling, because where she speaks about the Dementors, where Harry was attacked by creatures called Dementors, and Dementors make you believe that there will be no happiness ever again. And that's exactly what the dark night of soul is all about. You believe you will never be able to get out of the darkest times, and you believe that the darkest times will last forever, but trust me, they just won't. The dark times are there to tell you that there is a part of you which needs to be addressed. And there is a part of you which, when addressed, which when you grow, which when you explore, and which when you work on, takes you to a way lighter, a way more beautiful outcome in life. The second thing was the dark night of the soul. And the third and the final thing, what we decide before coming on earth, is that how we love and whom we love. Love is our key language. There is no person on earth who is not love. Even the people who are antisocial, anti-national, they all have love deep hidden inside them. The people who are cynical, satirical, quite sarcastic in their approach, or quite negative thinkers, are the ones whose inner child has been killed years ago. So if you meet some people like that, look at them with compassion. Know that they never received the love. They were hurt way back in life, and that's the reason they are sharing that hurt with you and telling you to be practical, because they were hurt and they believe that they don't want you to be hurt. How you love will define how you treat people. And when you understand that everything is love, rather than judging these kind of people, you look at them with compassion. You'll understand that they had a journey too, and that's the reason they are behaving in that way with you. In the larger scheme of things, we forgive everyone, but that's radical forgiveness. Forgiving people blindly is putting a lid on things which hurt you the most. But when you radically forgive, when you know that why people have hurt you, it's because in the larger scheme of things, it's to take you deeper in the right purpose. You'll truly never be ever angry, ever worrisome, or ever stuck with anyone. Life is beautiful, my friends. Choices do determine your life, but also your life blueprint plan determines a lot about you. Before we are born, we make the blueprint plan with our angels, our spirit guides, and then we pass through a wheel of amnesia, which means we forget everything. Until and unless we are initiated back into our purpose, we will keep repeating the mistakes again and again. My name is Ashwini Chube. I am your life transformation coach, and to know more about the work I do, especially the 12-week certification course where I teach about all things about spirituality, all things about metaphysics, all things about what are your pre-life experiences, your past life experiences. I teach all about that in a 12-week certification course, which is spread across 3 levels. Please get in touch with me on inbox.unicorninsight@gmail.com. You could also get in touch with me on ashwini.chube@unicorninsight.com. I'm also the founder of Golden Authentic Coaching, in which we connect you to the wounds of your inner child and help you come out with a healed self. To know more about it, write to me. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. If you like my podcast, like it, share it, and subscribe to my podcast channel. Thank you very much, and have a beautiful day. Thank you.